As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection this evening centers on humility. The first reading of today, taken from the book of the prophet Zephaniah, it says, "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth." Those who seek the Lord with humility find him. The Lord reveals himself only to the humble. And the response to the responsorial psalm today says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs." What does it mean to be poor in spirit? To be poor in spirit implies to be humble. To have that humility in you. To recognize that all of us are sinners. And to trust more in God than in the things of the world. And in the second reading of today, taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, St. Paul says, "Whoever boasts should boast in the Lord." What does it mean to boast in the Lord? It means to attribute everything to the Lord. All we have, all our talents, knowing fully well that God is the author of life, the giver of all that we have. And in the gospel of today, the gospel of today is on the Sermon on the Mount. All the virtues that Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount can be acquired when we are humble. Humility is the foundation of all virtues. Without the virtue of humility, one may not acquire other virtues. And the virtue that gives us protection from painful and frightening consequences of pride is humility. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, two classes of people found him: the shepherds and the wise men, the simple and the learned, those who knew that they knew nothing, and those who knew that they didn't know everything. These are the people that found him. He is never seen by a man of one book, by a man who claims to know it all. Three monks decided to go on a retreat. And so they said that they would not talk to anybody or to themselves until the end of the retreat. As they were leaving for the venue of the retreat, one of the monks said, "Oh no, I forgot to lock the door of my cell." Cells are the rooms where monks live. The second monk said, "Oh no, you have broken the rule of silence. We said we will not talk to anybody or to ourselves until the end of the retreat. Now you have spoken. You talk too much. You can't control your tongue." And the third monk said, "Thank God, I am the only person who has not spoken." In these statements, there is no sign of humility. It is very important we know that humility is a very important virtue in our lives. Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, he says, "You must, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." What is the implication to change and become like little children? All the beautiful and wonderful qualities we see in children can be summarized into two virtues: simplicity and humility. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not will never learn. Don't waste your time teaching him, because he will not listen to you. He claims to know it all. But he who knows not and knows that he knows not is humble. Teaching, he will learn. He is humble. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him up. He who knows and knows that he knows is a wise man. Follow him. A child was taught by his parents how to pray. And so one day, the mother wanted to check on the child to know whether he assimilated very well what he was taught. So it was time for night prayers. The mother hid herself at the back of the door of the child's room. So it was time for prayers. So the child wanted to say his prayers before going to bed. He said, "Please, God, bless and protect my mom and dad. Bless and protect my brothers and sisters. Please, God, bless also and protect me. But most importantly, please, God, take good care of yourself. Because if anything happens to you, we are finished." So we can see humility and simplicity in this prayer said by this child.